FM. We are broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. You're tuned into What's a Story? My name is Eva, and this is the place where we dig into a new musical subject or genre every other week, and we play some songs to go along with the theme. So it's been kind of a minute since our last program. It might have been March. I took a couple weeks off there for my exam season, and then we had special programming at CITR with the Wetland Special, so all of a sudden it's May, and I haven't done one of these in a while, so I'm very stoked to be back. Today, we are coming back with a banger because I'm going to be talking about jungle. That's kind of a genre that I don't know very much about, so I was pretty excited to learn about it. It kind of came up because one of my favorite albums of 2021 was Pink Panthers' To Hell With It, and I was looking into that, and it is classified as like drum and bass and jungle. And I was like, interesting, I've heard of that, but like, what is that? So that's what we're doing today. And just right off the bat, I'm going to issue a disclaimer because this genre is quite out of my wheelhouse, really for like the sort of things that I listen to. So everything I'm about to tell you, I literally just learned this week. So don't take me too seriously. I research hard, so like you can believe me. But I just want to let you know that I am by no means the authority on this or anything I talk about, really. So as long as you know that, I'm just a person who likes music and learning about it. So that is that. All right. So that being said, welcome to the jungle. Hey, you're listening to What's the Story? My name is Eva, and today we are chatting about jungle. It's a dance music genre from the UK, and it peaked around 1994, 1995. So to start off, let's just kind of get into a bit of a sonic overview. Jungle consists of rapid break beats, which is a repeated sample of a drum solo. That's also called a break, and because it's kind of like a break between the sections of the song. So it's used a lot in jazz and old school soul and funk tracks to sort of build anticipation and also to just signal the next part of the song. Jungle and other similar genres like drum and bass, they all use breaks from like the 50s and the 60s in their tracks, which I think is super cool that they just recycle music like that. I mean, who would have thought that something from 40 years prior would be upcycled into a like completely different genre? So anyways, I think that's dope. The first person to come up with that idea of sampling and repeating the drum breaks was a Jamaican-born New Yorker called DJ Kool Herc, and you might recognize that name because he is also known as the father of hip-hop. So he realized that when he was DJing, dancers really seemed to like this part where the drum was just, it was a drum solo, they went especially wild. This is why it's called breakdancing. Funnily enough, I didn't know that till this week. So knowing that, he decided to extend those dance breaks by swapping between the breaks of two or more different records, and he called that the merry-go-round technique. He developed that technique in 1972, and that kind of influenced a lot of the first hip-hop artists in the U.S., like Grandmaster Flash, the Sugar Hill Gang, Afrika Bambaataa, and now, like I said, he's regarded as the father of hip-hop for creating this kind of method. Now, with breaks, there is kind of a set library of the really popular breaks that people just reuse all the time, kind of editing them in different ways, like chopping them up and repeating them differently, also pitching them up and down to create different sounds. And I watched this really cool YouTube video by a music producer called Strangia, who kind of shows you how this one particular break is altered to create specific jungle songs. I'll link it in the podcast version because I just thought, like, even if you're not into this stuff, it was pretty interesting to see how people produce music that way. So yes, like I said, kind of a bit of a set library when it comes to sampled breaks. Lots of people use Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up. Aretha Franklin's Think is also pretty popular, and anything by James Brown. There's Tighten Up, Cold Sweat, and The Funky Drummer is pretty huge. But by far the most important break of all time is called the Amen Break, and here's what it sounds like. So that is from a 1996 song by the Winstons. It's called Amen, Brother. And with those 7 seconds of solos, their drummer, whose name is Gregory Coleman, inadvertently spawned multiple genres about 30 years later, which is just insane. I know that sampling can kind of get at this bad rep for supposedly like ripping off other artists, but I don't know. I don't think that you can really first of all, for one, musicians always take influence from each other. It's kind of just the nature of the game. And for two, like, I'm going to play you a song that's coming up next that samples the Amian break, and I just don't think that you could argue that there wasn't an insane amount of originality and musicality that went into making what you just heard sound like this.
We'll be right back.
you just heard We Are IE by Lenny DeIce. This track is commonly held to be one of the first jungle songs. And that kind of that gunshot sound that you heard there would be common throughout the genre as well. So kind of like one of the mainstays of jungle. On this episode of What's a Story, we left off talking about the Amen break, the most sampled drum break of all time. I also have a couple more things to add about what kind of makes jungle sonically, other than that drum break. The use of samples is important, either from film, speeches, other music tracks, or just sounds. The idea of rhythm as melody, as opposed to the Western preference for melody over rhythm. There's synth effects, deep roaring bass lines, and a fast tempo, typically around 160 BPM, and heavily syncopated percussion loops. So syncopation is basically, if you're unaware, making kind of an irregular offbeat rhythm, and that's done by placing emphasis on the unusual beat and interrupting the natural flow of the rhythm. And I'll just play an example of that for you in case you haven't heard that before. Yeah, so that's kind of what syncopation sounds like, and you can hear that in a lot of these jungle tracks. Let's get into the origins of jungle. They can be traced back to 1950s, actually. So a post-war Britain was kind of encouraging a lot of Jamaicans to come over and immigrate to the UK for work. And specifically, they were wanting them to enter into London. So Brixton and Clapham are two areas of London. And this new Jamaican population influenced British culture, style, and music for just decades to come. The UK's music scene around this time was kind of like punks, mods, and skinheads type beat. And in the US, it was soul, funk, R&B, which influenced jungle, as we saw by bringing in those original breaks. And then in Jamaica, music culture was kind of marked by this sound system culture, which is a group of DJs, MCs, sound engineers, and they just load up all this equipment and hold street parties in their neighborhoods. It's all about kind of community living and unity. This had been a huge part of their culture since the 40s and was now being brought over to the UK. And the sound system culture plus their reggae sound, and then you've mixed in the US's original like 60s music, and then plus also their emerging hip hop scene, because we're talking like the 80s, 90s now, plus that UK's working class subculture, all of these forces culminated in jungle by the 90s. The UK's rave scene was very iconic. DJs would set up in warehouses, aircraft hangars, abandoned houses and fields. If you've watched Skins, it's just that. Everyone was on drugs, listening to jungle and techno in particular. So I'm going to play you a song next, just to kind of get you in the mood. This is Renegade, the PA mix by Terrorist. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM, located on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded Musqueam territory. This is What's the Story, and I'm your host, Eva. Today we are talking about the early 90s UK dance genre, jungle. The name jungle has kind of ambiguous origins. The term was popularized. This one we know for sure is fact, I think. I don't know. It's all very, like, all my sources are very underground, I think is the best word to say it. Like, this was never a massively popular, like, mainstream genre, if you will. So anyways, we are pretty sure that the term was popularized by a prominent figure in the scene called Rebel MC, but its meaning is also pretty debated. So there's a James Brown album called Into the Jungle Groove, and within that there's kind of this famous break that's used in jungle. But there's also this theory that it goes back to Jamaica. There's a Kingston ghetto nicknamed the Concrete Jungle, and people who live there call themselves junglists, which is also what they call people who are into the jungle, like, rave scene. And then there's also this Kingston suburb called The Garden, which was referred to as the jungle, given its landscape. So it might be something to do with that. Some also suggest that it's a reclaimant of, like, racist history of the black jungle concept. Although I've just based on, like, amount of references online, this seems to be a less popular theory. Many of the sources that I read through called it Britain's equivalent to hip-hop, but I think here's my favorite description of jungle, which comes from beatportal.com. I think it sums it up perfectly. They say, "Yet another innovation of black musical creators, jungle became the discontented roar of England's working-class youth. The music could be menacing and raw, like the British answer to gangsta rap, but it could also sound like a space-age reflection of jazz." Which I thought that was well put. And in this kind of, they talk about the discontentment of the British youth, and we're talking post-Thatcherism in England. London's lower-class urban youth were feeling very disenfranchised and were looking for creative expression. So whether that was through the catharsis of drug-fueled raving or through the actual creation of their own DIY music, this was now made possible through the accessibility of sampling technology and computers. The early jungle artists and participants, which, like I said, they call themselves junglists, they were participating in a truly underground movement. The mainstream radio stations simply wouldn't dare to put anything like that on the air, so these people relied on pirate radio stations. So we're talking those stations without valid licenses. Those are often just regular people broadcasting high up on buildings and changing their location to avoid police detection. Up next, we're going to hear Ragga Trip by the Ragga Twins, who, along with Rebel MC, are kind of known as jungle's first pioneers. And ragga, which is short for ragamuffin, it's a subgenre of dancehall music, I believe, and it's kind of a big aspect of jungle, what differentiates it from drum and bass, for example. And it brought in that Jamaican influence. It's also an in-group designation for Jamaican youth. Some notable other people who make ragga music are Busta Rhymes and KRS-One. So this sound is pretty important to the jungle sound, although this track in particular doesn't really have the intensity of typical jungle tracks that we're going to play later, but it is notable. It's also a bit more lyrical, you'll notice. So here's Ragga Twins, Ragga Trip.
Now this is Flinty Bad, Ragga Twins for the first time around. Now I am Flinty Bad Man, but who a come down? A demon rocker, my brother. So step up, look here. This is a government warning. I want to tell you executed. All under 16. Just watch nobody. I know the art of things. You know, rock with it. I want to take it. Benjamin, I'm in and I want. If I be not a demon, why you follow me no gang? Benjamin, I'm in and I want. Come now, come now. Cause I'm a la pity joker when I get the car money. A la pity joker when I get the car take it. A la pity joker when I get the car money. A la pity joker when I get the car. Now they have the business come to kill you. See, I want all the nice young people there. From watching a bit, young to hear me go on your mother, father, sister, and your best friend. See, no one see no people get so acid. That's why me pull up my socks and beat them lyrics. Me want all the you bet them mind up quick. And don't take no more LSD tablets. Nothing to set it on, lyric and music. And in another day, we are you will make a profit. Demon rockers on the mic, they send me physical of it. When we go up on the rhythm, I'm a romantic. Some are a finish joker when they get the car money. A la pity joker when they get the car take it. A la pity joker when they get the car money. A la pity joker when they bring out. You
But now they mind bend the jugger when they call ecstasy. I leave it victims, capitalize mentally. Mash up in mind, physically. But if you take too much, it paralyze your body. It will give your brain enriched permanently. When we know this little youth, and then you're maturing it. It's a cool little youth in the community. One day you get a big job in the city. Next thing we know, it's on big up in man. One night he tell me follow him to a party down on Muswell Road. In a fizzly, very rich in the place. Everything did all right. But I'm black and them a mingle, and I have a good time. We will make corner, and I'm taking the vibe. Get a bit below a slip, I want me face tight. Next thing a man coming with a post on his side. Everybody start rushing front, back, and side. We be save somebody, everybody like Mojima. Tell XCC, 35 pound a time. Don't play some music, never hearing in my life. And put us some big bright, flashing out light. People start short, as if I'm in top of them vibe. When me see certain things, the eyes open up a wide. When me see certain things, me bad Jesus Christ. Come on, I'll have the jug, when they get it, can't manage it. I'll have the jug, when they get it, can't take it. I'll have the jug, when they get it, can't manage it. I'll have the jug, when they... Red out! Come now, come on, people start jump, people start dive. A woman lift a fast skirt and show her backside. No man take off her heel, a thingy one side. A man bring in a bicycle and start ride. Woman start fuss, woman start fight. Man and woman make love right by my side. Me see people coming, and me see people cough. See people cry, and me see people laugh. A woman bring away her drink, and your mouth the glass. Everybody get crazy in a the party. A woman strip the again. I show our body, cat a dance with a man in a the party. A man in a the corner, I take ecstasy. She a tell all the youth, don't no take LSD. Enjoy yourself when you go a party. Why you been know me, a the DJ daddy. Why the massy come a dance, and them follow me. See my rocker come a dance, and come and tell everybody. Come now! Cause I'm a la fiddy jugger, when they get it, can't manage it. A la fiddy jugger, when they get it, can't take it. A la fiddy jugger, when they get it, can't manage it. A la fiddy jugger, when they... Red out!
Hey, it's Tim Darcy from Cola. Our album Deep in View is out this spring, and you can see us at the Biltmore in Vancouver on July 11th.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
All right, we are back. Hope you enjoyed the song. Let's get into the family tree of Jungle a little bit. Its parents would be breakbeat hardcore, reggae, hip-hop, and funk. We've kind of already touched on how reggae, hip-hop, and funk tie into Jungle, but the first one, not so much. Breakbeat hardcore, which is also just kind of called hardcore colloquially, came about in the early 90s. It was similar in that it emphasized breakbeats and this four-to-the-floor beat, which I won't get into for the sake of time. It was a little bit slower than Jungle at 145 to 155 BPM, and this turned into three separate streams of hardcore: Jungle, Darkcore, also called Doomcore, and Happy Hardcore, or Happycore. I'll explain a bit about these two sibling genres because they're quite similar in a lot of ways and pretty important to the same rave scene at the time. Darkcore or Doomcore, or actually also called Darkside Hardcore, is a subgenre of breakbeat hardcore. It emerged in 1992, declined in 1993, right before Jungle got really popular. There was kind of this concern that the hardcore sound would become too commercial, so people started introducing dark-themed samples into the music. Stuff like screams and clips from horror movies. Just, I think people really liked doing like these creepy old black and white film clips. Sounds like crackling and wind blowing, stuff like that. And they would also just have a bit of an eerie rhythm pattern or phrasing to it. They were trying to create the feeling of insanity and helplessness a lot of the time, and tying in motifs of drug abuse, mental illness, and dark spirits. An important figure to darkcore was a British DJ called Goldie, who also worked under the pseudonym Roughage Crew. He co-founded the label Metalheads, under which a lot of the first darkcore music was made. He was also credited with the novel use of time stretching, which is the changing of the speed of the audio without affecting its pitch. This is super important in jungle, too. Jungle's more similar to darkcore than its counterpart, happycore, I would say. A big aspect of the scene, like we said, was this discontentment and skeptical experience that comes with living in a lower-class urban core. Happycore, pretty straightforward. It came out of the UK rave scene, but also the German, Belgian, and Dutch hardcore techno scenes in the early 90s. These tracks tended to be more lyrical, or at least that they had more intelligible lyrics. There were major chord progressions and higher pitches when compared with darkcore. So next up, I'm going to play a darkcore song by DJ Hype called Weird Energy, Hell's Bells Mix, which samples a George Harrison interview, actually. And then we're going to follow that up with a happycore track by Slipmat, which is one of the more prominent artists within that subgenre.
Energy and consciousness. Energy and consciousness. We'll be right back. Energy and
Together.
welcome back to What's the Story, Jungle Edition. We left off talking about the family tree of jungle, starting out with the original breakbeat hardcore genre, which turned into its three offshoots, darkcore, jungle, and happycore. So darkcore was kind of the closest to jungle in tone, but distinct in its Jamaican influence and fast tempo. There are a couple really sweet documentaries that I watched on YouTube about jungle, and I'll link them both in the description of this podcast. But the first one is called All Junglists, a London Something Dis, and it was created in 1994. It's a bunch of interviews in studios, clubs, and with like just on the street with famous producers, MCs, and fans. It actually had a really stacked lineup, kind of all the big names in jungle. It's mostly just people's opinions on what makes the genre what it is. There was a need for this, interestingly, because the media was really doing a number on jungle at the time. Like, they did them so dirty. They'd misrepresented it completely as being this violent, rough, and associated with, like, criminal activity genre. And due to the fact, I mean, one, that raves were held often in unlicensed buildings, but there is also probably a racism issue here with the fact that the prime demographics were the urban POC London youth. And the police also alleged that pirate radio stations that were playing jungle would also facilitate drug dealers to advertise their services on air. And this is kind of uncorroborated on their part, like kind of seemed like a bit of a straw man situation. So adding to those terrible misconceptions about the genre, were the police, which is crazy. Rebel MC, who was one of the first junglists, said that jungle, as opposed to similar genres like house, is viewed as a black musical form. Its origins were with Jamaica, and it continued to be pioneered by black people. And he linked this to the stereotyping in the media about the dangerousness of the scene. An unnamed interviewee also echoed this, saying, quote, "The mass media never take it seriously because they'll only be in it as long as it's making them money. It's the same thing with anything, really. But if you believe in it strongly, and we do, this is why our scene is underground. Yet saying that, we still have the biggest parties going about," end quote. Other people also talked about jungle as being a London thing or a word of mouth thing, people in their bedrooms who were sitting down at their computers making music. One junglist explained that it means to me something that comes from the street. People who are born with nothing have found something that they can relate to. This documentary also highlighted the unifying aspect of jungle, something which was pretty crucial to the whole sound system culture of Jamaica that we talked about. DJ Kenny Ken said, quote, "It's brought a lot of people together. Certain men a few years ago, they wouldn't dream of talking to a white person, and the same the other way around. But now we're all under one roof, raving, laughing, and joking together." So the same sentiment is echoed by the Bearing UK doc, which was the other one that I watched. It's called That UK Sound. It's like a 7-part series I would really recommend, so I'll link that below too. But he stated also that rave culture did more for race relations than anything else at the time. The direct predecessor of jungle is drum and bass, or D&B, which you might have heard of. Genres often overtake each other all the time. But what's unique about this shift is that it seemed less of a sonic movement to a different sound and more of a rebranding of the same thing. So as we moved into the late 90s, the popular party drug shifted from ecstasy, which, and yes, this is important, just let me finish, okay? Ecstasy, everyone at raves were super happy, loving everyone, right? And to coke in the later part of the 90s, where ravers tended to be a little bit more, like, aggressive and violent, and they caused disruption at the raves. So that, in addition to the already negative media coverage that we were talking about earlier, led to artists and promoters really wanting to distance themselves from the jungle name. And therefore the raga sound too, which is really, like, upsetting, honestly. Fabio, who is a very prominent producer of jungle, talked about this in a different documentary. I think that was the Bearing UK one on YouTube. That the shift to D&B was essentially a marketing tactic, which was conveniently kind of placed around the same time that the mainstream media was allowing this kind of music on air. As we said previously, it was really up to the pirate radio stations, but around 1995 to 1997, mainstream radio was kind of cueing into the fact that people really liked this stuff. So when it comes to the technical differences between jungle and D&B, aside from the less frequent use of raga bass lines, there's virtually none. And I think practically people will sometimes use genre to or jungle to refer to the first part of the 90s, and then the D&B to refer to the late 90s stuff. I think, but most agree that the terms are pretty interchangeable. Jungle is D&B, D&B is jungle. Now, on a personal note, I was telling my parents the other day just about how I was going to be covering jungle on this episode, and my mom, who grew up in the UK, 70s, 80s, 90s, she was living in England for university in the 90s, right? she told me that she was super into the jungle scene, that she'd been to raves kind of around its peak, right? And she said that there was this one track she remembers going especially crazy in the club. So this next song is my mom's pick. This is DJ Wildchild with Renegade Master.
Once again for the Renegade Master, D4 Damager, power to the people. Back once again for the Renegade Master, D4 Damager with the ill behavior. Back once again for the Renegade Master, D4 Damager, power to the people. Back once again for the Renegade Master, D4 Damager with the ill behavior. Back once again for the Renegade Master, D4 Damager, power to the people. Back once again for the Renegade Master, D4 Damager with the ill behavior.
All right, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that song. That is one of my favorites, I would say. Jungle today, as mentioned, is limited, but it does exist. I mean, typically it merged with D&B for the branding issue that we talked about, but there are a few MCs from the original scene, MC X-Men, Shabba D, GQ, MC Det, to name a few, that they are still playing distinctly jungle tracks. There's also plenty of artists who are putting out what could easily be classified as modern jungle today with the ragga bass lines and the D&B sound, except that it's no longer geographically isolated in London. Overall, jungle seems to be one of those genres that lived and died fast in the mid-90s, at least in popular usage of the term, you know? And just because jungle peaked and declined within a few years doesn't mean that contemporary music wasn't deeply affected by its existence. From jungle and D&B, we have grime and dubstep, and its influence is shown heavily in big beat, trip-hop, and ambient, just to name a few. That is all that I've got for this jungle episode, so I hope you enjoyed. This one was super fun for me because it gives me an excuse to learn about something new, so thanks for listening. Stick around, because after this last song, we will come back to go over some of the upcoming local shows. To send you off, here's a joke from my lovely mother. Why did the tiger get lost? Because jungle is massive.
Cause of the wrong song, yeah, my trumpet sound is calling. Top cat, I benefit selection of a song, why ballin'? Sound for da 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 da, 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 sound for da 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 da. We're just chopped and dead. Take a dump, it and just chop off them head. Listen, some out of double way of fire like lead. Tell them it's a cat, they a run the place. When something die, jump on some them for the red dust. Put up a double in the sun, why it's up and die. Jump on some them for the bust up, get in the sun, why it's up and die. A sun, why it's day, yeah. A sun, why it's day. Sound for da 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 da, sound for da da da, sound for da 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 da.
There is a drinking water settlement for First Nations, and the claims process is now open. If you are a First Nations member impacted by a long-term drinking water advisory, you may be eligible for compensation. This is the first drop in recognizing those communities impacted. Submit your claim at firstnationsdrinkingwater.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
All right, welcome back. That wraps up the Jungle segment of the show. Now we're going to move into a brief segment just about some local shows upcoming. So just a reminder, this is a bi-weekly show, so I'm going to explain what's happening this week, but also next week. And just keep in mind that most people don't put out all of their shows until like the day before. It's a super cute thing that people do. So I will update the podcast and description of this show with other shows when I see them. And now I'll just rattle off some of the ones that I thought stuck out to me. So Friday, May 6th, that is today, at Buddha's 101 or 109 East Hastings, there's a show with Quit It, The Corpse, A Total Disappointment, and Terminal City Rats. There's also a Blue Light Sessions happening tonight with the Lunchtime Band. Then tomorrow, this one I need to go to. Hopefully I'm going to drag some buddies out to the Black Lab because there's a show with Night Court, Brutal Poodle, Worm, and Laverne. Also tomorrow, Saturday, May 7th, at Buddha's 109 East Hastings, Whack, Wooji, Girl Snails, and Gourd. Then next week, Wednesday, May 11th, we've got a show at Redgate. This is the Gloomy June show. They're from San Francisco, and supporting them is Girl Snails again, Citus Clue, and Grade School. Then Friday, May 13th, at the Portside Pub, there's a show with Avery Sloan, Grade School, and one more act, which is TBA. It was going to be other people, but I think they've dropped out. Blue Light Sessions, there's another one. That's with War for Your Money. And then Lanaloo's, that's with the Lunchtime Band, Paul is Dead, and Firing Line, and Sleep. So Friday, May 13th, kind of stacked. Saturday, May 14th, this is the last day, Buddha's 109 East Hastings, we've got a show. Oh, this one's so exciting. I'm going to hopefully make it out too. Nuclear Disco Release Party. And supporting them is Lillian, Media Slaves, The Fomites, and Head Empty. There's a fun event during the day also on Saturday, May 14th. There's Backyard Pop-Up from 2 to 6. DM me for the address just because I don't want to like dox my friend on air. But my Instagram is dra.ude. DRA.UDE, and then you can DM me for the address there. But they're going to be doing live music, an art sale, tattoos, and so much more. So that should be fun. There's also at the East Side Arts at the Warehouse, there's a Rice Cake Forever show, which is a queer Asian dance party and drag show celebrating Rice Cake's 4th anniversary. And lastly, at the Portside Pub, Nigel Young, Gadfly, and Autonomous Apes. So hope something sounded interesting out of that lineup. And like I said, I'll keep updating it as we go. So hope you enjoyed. Have a great evening, great weekend. See you in a couple weeks.